Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the sixth installment of the Tafsir of Juz'Ammah, and we're on page 47. We're on the 108th surah starting, and we'll be doing two or three surahs today, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أتيناك الكوثر فصلي لربك وانحر إنا شانئك هو أبتر Suratul Kawthar, the 108th surah, the three ayats. The real Al-Haq, Most High, says, Inna atayinaka kawthar. We have given you good in abundance, the first ayat. Meaning, abundant good, such as the nobility of prophethood, which combines in it the good of both domains, the general leadership and felicity of this world and the next. It's also said that it refers to a river in the garden, whose water is sweeter than honey and whiter than milk, cooler than snow and softer than melted butter. Its borders are made of pearls and chrysolite, and its cups are silver and are as numerous as the stars. And no one becomes thirsty after drinking from it. And the first ones to come to drink from it will be the poor emigrants with unkempt, dusty hair who could not marry the noble, beautiful ladies and before whom the doors of the rich were shut. Had one of them sworn by Allah, then Allah would have made true his oath. It is also said Kawthar refers to a great number of followers, or a large group of righteous scholars, or the Quran itself, which contains the good of this world and the next. It's narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Lord, you took Ibrahim as your intimate friend, Khalil, and Musa as your interlocutor, Kalim. So with what unique honor have you specified me with? So Allah revealed, what, did we not find you an orphan and give you shelter? From the 93rd surah. But he was not satisfied with that. So then he revealed, we have given you the abundance. But he was not satisfied with that, and rightly so, for contentment with Allah is deprivation, and finding repose in the state prevents increase from reaching one. So Jibril alayhi salam descended and said to the Prophet, Allah Most High gives you greetings of peace and says to you, if I took Ibrahim as my intimate friend and Musa as my interlocutor, then I have taken you as my beloved Habib. By my might and majesty, I will choose my beloved over my intimate friend or interlocutor. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Hence, pray to your Lord and sacrifice to him. The second ayat. Meaning, Allah's giving him these tremendous favors and immense grants, which he has not nor will not give to any besides him, would demand that he fulfills their conditions by upholding the commands given him. Therefore, Allah is telling him to advance to Salat, to his Lord, who graced him with these great and incomparable bounties, and to do so sincerely, seeking after his presence, different from the ostentatious ones who neglect their salat, so that he could fulfill the rites of gratitude for those blessings. For salat combines in it all the types of gratitude. One horror and sacrifice, referring to cattle and camels, and gift them in charity to the poor and needy. This refers to the ritual sacrifice made after the Salat of the Eid al-Hajj, continuing to proclaim the magnifications, takbir, until the moment of sacrifice itself, wherein he faces the Qibla. Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar. Verily, he that hates you, he is the one completely cut off. The third ayat. Meaning the ones who despise you among those who reject the truth, they in fact are the ones cut off and severed of lineage. Whereas your lineage and the traces of your graces will remain to the last day. For all who were born to the believers are considered your children and descendants, and your mention is honored in every place and time, and on the tongue of every invoker and scholar to the end of time. They begin with the mention and the invocation of Allah, and then follow that with mentioning you. And in the hereafter, you will have what cannot be described or expressed by any tongue, because it is vaster than what words or tongues can express or describe. So the like of you is never said to be cut off, for such a one is forgotten in this world and the next. And know that the Vicegerent, the Khalifa of the Messenger, and the Muhammadan inheritor is known as the perfect man, Al-Insan Kamil, who took on his attributes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and stationed himself at his feet. Inna ta'inaka kalthara, meaning abundant good, because whoever achieves direct gnosis of Allah, then he has achieved the totality of all good. And as is commonly said, what can he who finds you lose? Fasali li rabbika. The salat the connection of the hearts, on har, the sacrifice, your ego and your selfish desires, inna shaniyaka, and the one who despises you, huwal abtar, that one himself is cut off. As for you, your mention is perpetual, and your life is never cut off because the death of the people of taqwa, the God-wariness, is a life after which there is no annihilation. It also means one who is cut off from his evil intentions in regards to you. Inna ta'inaka kalthara, meaning recognition of multiplicity in the unity, and knowledge of the details of the science of Tawheed, and witnessing of unity in the very source of multiplicity, wherein the multiplicity reveals the unity, and the unity reveals the multiplicity. And Kauthar is a river in paradise, and no one becomes thirsty after drinking from it. Fasali ghairabika, meaning if you witness the one in the source of multiplicity, then have uprightness in establishing your complete prayer, your salat, by the spirit's witnessing and the heart's presence and the self's yielding and the body's obedience, moving back and forth between the various forms of worshipful adoration. For this is the perfect salat, which fulfills the rites of gatheredness, jamia, and detailed separation. One har, meaning sacrifice the body of your ego identity, so that variableness does not show up in your witnessing, and you thus miss the station of constancy, and be with the real al-haq, with pure annihilation, fana, abiding by his going on, baka, so that you will not become cut off in your arrival or your state, and so that your community, who are your descendants, not be cut off from you. The one who despises you, who is cut off from the truth, and thus oblivious to your state, is himself the one cut off and not you. For you are the one who is abiding by his going on, constant in your connection to him, and to you are your true descendants connected from among the people of confirmed faith throughout eternity. They are the people of true annihilation who can never be found and never be mentioned. Suratul Ma'un, 107th surah, 7 ayats. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ara'ayt al-lazi yukadibu bidin. Fadhalika al-lazi yadu'ul yateem. وَلَا يُهُنْدُهُ وَلَا تَعَمِ الْمِسْكِينَ فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ أرأيت الذي يكذب بدين ذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم the first two ayats. Have you considered the one who denies the day of recompense? Or alternately, the religion who denies the religion? It is this kind of man that thrusts the orphan away. Do you recognize this one who rejects the recompense or the deen of Islam? If you wish to recognize him, then his sign is that he neglects the orphan by pushing him away violently and treats him despicably, so that he ignores him and refuses to have mercy on him or to help him. Instead, he takes whatever money he has and denies him any benefit. وَلَا يَهُدُّهُ إِلَّا طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Third ayat. And does not urge to the feeding of the bereft poor one. Meaning he does not urge himself or his family or the well-off to feed the needy one, nor does he help him. Instead, he prevents the good from reaching him, and he even harms him. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Fourth and fifth ayat. So woe to those who pray whose hearts are remote from their prayers. Meaning those who do not give a second thought to it. No, they even neglect performing it. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاهُونَ. Those who want only to be seen and praised, the sixth ayat. They neglect the prayer, and when the people see them praying or doing good, they do not do so out of sincerity towards Allah, but only so that the people can praise them highly. And at the same time, they neglect the salat and give no importance to it because they either do not believe in its necessity or do not fulfill its conditions of having presence and humility during it. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ. The fourth ayat. So woe be to those who pray. This applies to those who pray without any presence or humility. So what about those who reject the act of prayer outright? Who, if asked, what is salat, will say, it's the connection to Allah in a way only He knows. It should also be known that whoever begins the act of salat with presence and humility and sincerity to Allah, and then he becomes mindless, even if in general he exalts the value of salat and the other prescriptions of the Sharia of Islam, then he does not come under such a threat, but is rather as Allah has described them. Alladhinahum yuraun. Those who show off and desire to be seen. And they are the ones who are not sincere to Allah in their acts, nor do they demand from themselves to reach the standards of true sincerity, nor does an inspiration from Allah overcome them, which would remove them from considering the creation and beautifying their forms before them. The seventh ayat. And deny all assistance to their fellow man. Ma'un refers to all that is used to help a person and ease his life, in his house or outside his house. And it also means to prevent any useful or beneficial aid which is necessary for people in their lives from reaching them. And know that the deen, the way of life, is comprised of Islam, outward and inward submission and yielding, Iman, confirmation in faith, secured by divine revelation. And Ihsan, spiritual excellence resulting from being aware of and beholding the truth. Whoever combines all three, then his inward is pure and sound, and he becomes filled with compassion and mercy and verified in the station of sincerity and tastes the sweetness of dealing with the law. As for the one who did not reach the station of Ihsan, then it is unlikely that his heart be free of malice or stinginess, violence, and the words of Allah might prove true of him. Have you seen the one who rejects the deen? That is, the one who neglects the orphan. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. So woe be to those who pray, whose hearts are in total absence from their prayers. The fourth and fifth ayat. These are the ones veiled from the secrets of Salat and its meanings, who stray in neglect from witnessing its expanding horizons and dimensions, and who are ignorant of its sciences and conditions. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. They show off in their actions and states by either being heedless of them or attributing them to their lower dark selves. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. And who prevent the aid from reaching its destination, the seventh ayat. Meaning they do not give the walker guidance or benefit or advice in the way of Allah. And Allah knows best. It brings us to the bottom of page 52, where we'll stop today to do a couple surahs. And we'll pick up again with Surah Al-Quraysh, this 106th surah, next installment. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.